Neuronormativity. Human society is permeated by collective cultural resources with which individuals can, among other things, interpret, understand, and communicate various aspects of their experiences. Since they are collective resources, their genesis, maintenance, and dissemination are a function of the power dynamics that permeate our societies. One of these power dynamics is organized around norms regarding what is considered appropriate cognitive functioning. The group whose cognition corresponds to the norm, i.e., neurotypicals, dominates, and those whose cognition deviates from the norm, i.e., neurodivergent, are marginalized. This epistemic marginalization has the effect of limiting the access of neurodivergent individuals to so-called collective epistemic resources, both in their elaboration and in their use. This norm corresponds to neuronormativity, which is presented by Amandine Katala, Luc Faucher et Pierre Poirier, 2021, in their paper Autism, Epistemic Injustice, and Epistemic Disablement, a Relational Account of Epistemic Agency. Neuronormativity refers to the prevalent, neurotypical set of assumptions, norms, and practices that construes neurotypicality as the sole acceptable or superior mode of cognition, and that stigmatizes attitudes, behaviors, or actions that reflect neurotypical modes of cognition as deviant or inferior. Neuronormative assumptions, norms, and practices uphold standards regarding, for example, what is neurotypically considered, appropriate eye contact, facial expressions, prosody, conversational flow, processing, and responsiveness, all of which can be difficult for autistic individuals to understand, sense, or apply, due to neurocognitive differences. Katala and al. 2021, Katala, A., Faucher, L. and Poirier, P. Autism, Epistemic Injustice, and Epistemic Disablement, a Relational Account of Epistemic Agency. Synthes, 2021.